Greetings from the I'm Simon podcast. I'd like to thank Anchor for this amazing platform, which makes podcasting so easy and accessible for us all. And to the people that send me messages from my previous podcasts, thank you very much. Truly, truly grateful and humbled and inspired. So thank you. You know who you are. So today I want to talk about something which people don't do at all when they start a process of transformation. They don't start with the cornerstone, the building blocks, I call it, of building a positive transformation. Yeah, I mean, it's easy. People, okay, cool, I want to lose weight. I want to be better at work. I want to better time management. I want to improve my mobility. You know, those kind of things are easily measurable and achievable. But I've yet to meet a person that I've started coaching where I ask them what they want to be, do, and have. And I ask them, what's your why? They turn around and say to me, I'm amazing. I'm an amazing person. I'm 1 in 8 billion. I have my own unique selling point and I have my own gift that's unique to me. Not one person does that. And I wish people out there would do more of that. I had something happen to me last week which really destabilized me. And I have a morning ritual which I do, which is part of my morning routine. And in that, I build my alter ego for the day, which I'll talk in another podcast. But, you know, what I want to be, do, and have, and, you know, who I want to be at work, and how I want my coaching clients to engage with me, and how I want them to respect me, and how I want to lead, and all these kind of things which I build into my alter ego. But one of them is I say to myself how well I've done and how amazing I am, and that I'm 1 in 8 billion, and I am unique, and I have my own set of gifts and my own specific to me, my own trademark. And I had this incident last week, and it really destabilized me. Like, you know, I stopped doing my morning rituals. And it was just fascinating to see how quickly I declined. Like, in a matter of, like, days, the difference in my mindset, my thoughts, my focus was just remarkably different. And I see this so often with my clients as well, that especially with weight loss clients, you know, they lose a certain amount of weight and then it's like, okay, what's next? Need to lose more weight. And the foundation of them not realizing, number one, before, even when they had all the weight on, how amazing they are, and how unique they are, and how they have whatever gift is specific to them. And I see the difference in what happens with people that don't use these daily rituals and these into their daily routine. They achieve the result and they go back to where they started. Like, for example, me, you know, I got destabilized, and I haven't been destabilized in a long time. And I stopped doing my daily routine and I stopped doing my daily rituals. And the difference it made in my life very fast was terrifyingly fast. You know, it was so quick. And so the message I just want to get out there to people today is that just remember that you're fucking amazing. No one can ever take that away from you. You are unique. You're 1 in 8 billion. There's no one else like you on this planet. No one has your fingerprints. No one has your gift, whatever that gift may be. Never, ever, ever let anyone take your power away in realizing how fucking amazing you are and how unique you are, and how wonderful your specific gift is. And I just wish people would bring that into their daily routine, into their daily mantras, which I, you know, get my coaching clients to do, to build up and reprogram their brands to think differently, because reprogramming your brand is something that has been proven that can be done and it does work. But it's about repetition. It's about doing it constantly, 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 you know, constantly repeating what you want to be, do, and have, what you want, how you want to see yourself, whatever that is specific to you. But repetition works. It's fact. So just in closing, this podcast on International Women's Day, it's amazing girls out there. Girls, I hope you're having a great day, and keep doing what you're doing, and some amazing girls in my life that are around me, and amazing female clients that I have, and be you, and never ever forget that you're fucking amazing and no one can ever take that away from you, and that you're 1 in 8 billion, and that you have your own unique selling point. So that's it for tonight, and have a wonderful weekend. Be active, be kind, be gentle, and maybe you should also just tell somebody else how amazing they are, somebody else that's important to you in your life. And I look forward to my next podcast. Cheers for now.